Hey man, welcome back to another podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, no, like, share, leave voice message, all that good stuff. But let's begin. So today's episode, we're going to talk about, should the Falcons trade Matt Ryan and Julio? Should they rebuild? What should they do? Should they continue to try to build around this core that they have? And should Philadelphia actually go after James Harden? Alright, so boom. To me, first of all, Philly should go after James Harden, but I don't see what they... Yeah, they got Al, they got Tobias, and they got Simmons and Embiid. But what could they possibly give up for Harden? Simmons, well, they could give up Simmons and probably, like, a couple draft picks. I think they still might have some draft picks left. They didn't give them all up when they tried to draft Markelle and tried to make trades for different people for Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, but I can see them trying to basically try to trade Simmons. I don't see them trying to trade Embiid for Harden. That wouldn't make sense for Harden to play with another non-shooter again like he played with Russell. Even though Russell did have one of his best seasons, still didn't work as productively as they thought it would. It worked better with Chris Paul. So I don't see them trying to do that. So the only thing I can see them is giving up Simmons and maybe Horford or Harris. But I don't know how the new coach will, how they want to run his offense. Do he want old Al Horford taking up a big lot of his space? Do he want 18 to 21 point scoring Tobias Harris as his best player on the team? That's still getting, you know what I'm saying, that's getting a nice, pretty healthy contract that he shouldn't be getting. And he's not worth that much. So it's like, or I know he's going to want Simmons. Simmons' contract, big contract kicks in this year. I think he's making like between, I think like 25 to 28 mil, something like that. So get him, maybe Josh Richardson. You know, I'm sure they want to do a Josh Richardson because they don't really have that many players on the contract. So I just want to see how they, if they do have the chance to get James Harden, how would they do it? Would James Harden even want to leave Houston? Like, maybe, yeah, it may be, he may have a better opportunity to win with this Philadelphia, but playing with Joel Embiid, how would that fit his impact? Joel Embiid had to shoot a lot more. He's not just finna stand in the paint like a Clint Capella. He's just not finna stand on three-point line like a P.J. Tucker. He gonna want the ball in his hands in the post. Yeah, Joel Embiid loves to shoot threes, but at the end of the day, you know he best when he's down low in the paint. How would that work with them two? That pick and roll ain't gonna be, that pick and roll would be deadly as hell, but you know, Jay Harlan ran a five-out offense. How would that? And then the main thing with Philly was they didn't have enough shooters. They didn't have no shooter fit Embiid and Simmons in the first place. So how would that work with them having like that? That wouldn't work at all because James Harden, like I said, he needs a bunch of shooters around him. Embiid needs a bunch of shooters around him. Yes, Harden can shoot Embiid and shoot 32-33%. But what would that look like? They need shooters around him. You got Tobias here who's a good shooter. Al Horford who's a good shooter. But hey, one of them will have to get traded. Regardless, one of them will have to get traded. You got Josh Richardson. You got Shake Milton. You got Carmons who's a good shooter. But that's really about it. You got Mike Scott, who's inconsistent. Like, everybody else is real inconsistent. Shake Milton, even Shake Milton, he's all right. He's not going, you know what I'm saying? Like, they still need more shooters around him. They need some better 3D players. They got Josh Richardson and Matisse Thybulle, who's an amazing 3D player. Matisse Thybulle, very underrated player. He should have been in one of the Rookie of the Year conversations. He could have got more minutes of playing time from the get-go. But me, that boy is a dog. That boy going to be a dog for real. That boy is Thybulle. He just got to get, you know what I'm saying, if that's what he want to grow into, get better playmaking, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, shooting off the dribble. But his defense and just regular catch and shoot, he dealt right there for right now. And that boy's a beast on defense. But, and that even goes with them. They might have to give up Matisse Thybulle, and I'm sure they definitely don't want to give him up. They'd be like, damn, what's the point? You need somebody. James Harden, he got to play off ball on defense. You got to have him cigar somebody else. Like, yeah, he's a good pose defender, but, you know, he ain't no good on-ball defender. And even then, you don't want him spending all his energy on-ball anyway regardless. So I just don't see how this trade would work for – it probably would work for Houston because they might get some draft picks. They might get some – they might get Matisse Thybulle, you know what I'm saying, a young player. But they really probably just want to draft – they really trying to rebuild them draft picks will help in the long run. But for Philly, they can't put shooters around Embiid. Because I'm sure they'd rather keep Embiid and Simmons with James Harden when it's – Simmons is good to jump shot out of nowhere. They will need to have some more shooters around him. They got to keep Thybulle and Josh Richardson to have that defense. They can run James Harden at one. You know what I'm saying? Thybulle and Josh Richardson, then maybe Tobias Harris, and or they can find some more. But they're going to need to get some shooters and some more defenders. And maybe even they got Shake Milton as a playmaker, but they're going to probably need another playmaker on that team as well. like a backup playmaker, because you've seen James Harden will tire out and then playoffs come around. You know, he will tire out. They just need extra players around him. So I can see that. I just don't see him fitting in Philly. Like, that just don't see him fitting in Philly. They don't have no shooters. Like, they just don't. And I don't see how. I don't know who the new head coach is yet. I think it was Doc Rivers, wasn't it? Doc Rivers? I think it was Doc. I don't remember. But I don't see how that possibly could fit. I don't feel like that's a good fit. But the Falcons, should they rebuild? Should they keep building around the team? I think they should rebuild. I do think that the 49ers probably will be looking for a quarterback next year. Or even, you know, I hate to say I love Cam. Even the Patriots might be looking for a quarterback next year. I'm sure a lot of teams will love Matt Ryan's services. We can still, you know what I'm saying, fall between the 3 and 4 pick, 2, 3, 4 pick, and still get Justin Fields or Trevor Lawrence. That would be amazing. You know what I'm saying? Then we'll trade Matt. I feel like we should keep Julio, do what Arizona did. Keep Renfrew forever. But I think it's time for Matt to go. Like, Matt is still a great quarterback. He's still a good quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But he's not the same quarterback. He's not an MVP quarterback no more. He need more weapons around him. He need more help. He need an offensive line. Matt only had, two, three, four good years with a good offensive line. That's when Todd McClure and all them boys were still there. Like, even that one year with the Super Bowl. Like, he really haven't had that many good years of having a good line around him. He got a good running back this year. Todd Gurley is having a good season. Most people might think. I think every time I watch the game, Todd Gurley having a good season. He needs a good defense. So, I feel like him fitting with the Patriots or him fitting with the 49ers would be perfect. I mean, he probably don't want to go to either one of them teams, but I feel like that would work. Definitely going to the 49ers, or even, yeah, that would definitely help out, because I don't think if they trade Garoppolo or get rid of Garoppolo, that's a $21 million off their books like that. And Garoppolo is pathetic. Like, yeah, he got them some wins, but no quarterback's going to get you to the championship. He's just going to get you there. That team is carried by defense and they run a game. Like, Garoppolo is boo-boo. So I feel like they need to get rid of Garoppolo. That'll be perfect. He'll fit right in that system. Y'all already know Shanahan's system. It'll be perfect for him. Or he can go to New England. Mike can even give him a championship in New England with the 49ers. But I feel like it's time to retool, rebuild. Not even retool, rebuild. Trade Matt. You can trade Julio if you want to. I don't want to trade Julio. He's a good mentor for Riley and Gage and whoever else we bring in. I would love to keep Julio. I love to keep Deion. But, you know what I'm saying, Ricardo, he get up out of there. Y'all seen Vic Beasley? Sorry, he got cut by the Titans. Sorry, yeah. That boy is sorry. Trash. Dude, we only had that one good season. Because he had Dwight Freeney. Dwight Freeney was teaching everything, you know. And after that, he learned nothing else. No, he got rid of everything he learned. He must have been probably on steroids. I don't know, something. But Ricardo, get him out of here. You know what I'm saying? We got AJ go crazy. You got Denard. Hopefully, we bring Denard back. Hopefully, we can bring him back. You got, Terrell Sheffield, who's getting better and better every week. Please get rid of sorry ass Oliver. That man's a fucking bum. What's his name? Jake. What's that linebacker we just signed? Fowler. He's good in one game, but we brought him to get pressure. That's definitely not what he do. Get rid of Crowder. Hopefully, we can keep grading. But, yeah. Some player we just got to get rid of. I know Alex Matt Parker retiring soon. I don't know why we still got Jake Matthews. Suck. You draft a better left tackle. Get rid of that big ass contract he got. Just like, you know what I'm saying? James Carpenter, get him out of here. Some of them guards, get him out of here. Like, we need to find someone with clear space. We do not have no type of cap space. I hate to say it, but we might have to get rid of Keanu. You know what I'm saying? KZ really, ever since he had that one breakout season, he really hasn't really done anything like that. So KZ probably got to get up out of here too. So it's time for them to rebuild. But I feel like Falcons might just win 10 straight, 5, 6 straight games. Keep everybody, you know what I'm saying? Just do the same thing all over again. Just be disappointed and make you cry tonight. You know what I'm saying? Just do some dumb shit. Hey, man, say, man, that's the end of the podcast. All right.
Don't forget, like, share, comment, send voice messages. And don't forget to go to my YouTube. It's going to be in the description. Hey, Orlando. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, all that to that. Don't forget to go to Instagram if you want to join the podcast on special guest Sundays or Mondays. Don't forget to go Southside Apparel, shop for merch. All right, we y'all on. All right, I'll catch up with y'all.